here with Axel Julius of the band Scanner. And Axel, my first question for you will be, what is Scanner doing right now? What are they up to? And talk about what you guys currently have going on.
Yes, we are down here playing live a lot. We started here in Europe, and we want to go to further on, you know, all over the world. But, you know, it's taking always some time. If you are so long not doing something, then it lasts till you can get into the business again. It's not that the band was split, but it was like we did not play so much in the maybe in the in Europe, and then we have to start brand new. And that's what is coming very slow, you know. So we play a few shows here in Europe, and then we'd want to go to USA as well next year.
So have you ever played in the States before, and are you looking forward to coming here?
I think it's in May next year in Chicago, and it would be the first time that we play there.
So, you know, many bands like yourself, some of the German power metal bands that have been around a long time, still have never played here. And tell us a bit more about the show you have coming up in Chicago.
Yes, I think it will be. I don't know anything about the location there, but we are planning to play a whole show. You know, it will be 1.5 hours of old material and new material mixed in a good mixture that everybody is satisfied, from the old fans to the new fans. I think everybody will enjoy that.
I've been a fan of Scanner for a long time, and I have to say that your newest album, The Judgment, I think that it is absolutely brilliant, and I think it's on par with your first couple releases, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they think of the band, they think of the first couple albums that were out on Noise Records, and they view those as probably the best albums you put out. However, I think this new one is great, and talk a bit about putting this lineup together, this new album, and basically how things came together for you for the first time in 13 years.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it was a long break because we had no motivation to do the next album because for us it was all a pity and kick in the butt because when we made the last album there was nothing done by the record company, for example, and because our singer, it was a female singer, left the band immediately after we had recorded the band, the album, that was really disappointing, and so I had no lust anymore to do any records. And it took us a while to get the lineup, etc. And then we said, okay, now when we played a lot in Europe here, the fans always asking, when are you doing the next album? And then we said, okay, we will do that next year. And then we played again and again at the same location. They're asking the same question, when do you do the next album? And then we said, okay, yes, we have to do that now because now it was, the time had come to do that, you know. So it was, after all, it was 13 years, yes.
The thing I love about this new album, The Judgment, is that there's a lot of energy in it. There's a lot of momentum in it, you know, as opposed to, you know, the last album that you put out, which was Scantropolis, really was more mellowed out. It was a little slower. But, you know, this album is like, it's almost like you're back to what you were doing before in a much better way. And, you know, to me, I think that it translates well, and I think the album is great. And, you know, talk about going in and writing the songs for this.
Yes, that was because we felt that the mixture was right again. You know, the lineup was perfect fitting for this. And we said, okay, now it's time to record a new album. And you're right, Scantropolis, it was more sought for to get it more in softer touches and in a softer way. It was meant for another record company, honestly spoken. But it was so that Massacre Records wanted to take this album as well, and we said, okay, this was not right the plan, but so everything was not right with this album. It was the wrong person who got that and the wrong person who did it, you know, and mm-hmm. That was the story about Scantropolis. But for Judgment, it was a perfect fitting, this constellation of people, and we said, okay, now it's the right time to do that album. And you feel that, you know, we wanted to get back to the roots, more to the roots from the 80s, and to have all these vibes, what we had, what we could remember was the vibes in the 80s, you know, to get into the new album. And we did not care about what was trendy at this moment. For example, there are so much other bands doing all this stuff with much of, I don't know, all these Swedish guys doing similar from chorus lines, etc. And we said, okay, don't care about that. We do our stuff and listen what's coming out of this. And if we like it, we will release this.
Well, I have to tell you, how's the reception been? I mean, to me, I loved this album from the moment I started listening to the first track. I thought it was great. And talk a bit about making this album and, you know, aside from making this album, talk about the reception that this album has received so far.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's maybe it's the power that you feel that. I don't know. Some people are, maybe they expect, always people expecting something from a band when there was a long time no release, etc. And some may be, I think they are, first they can be disappointed because it's not exactly what was Hypertrace and it's not exactly what was Terminal Earth, etc. You can never satisfy everybody. So, but at the end, all the people telling us and talking to us were, yes, I listened to it 2 times, right, it's a quite good album, yeah. So maybe after you are first, not that you are disappointed, but the first listening, what your expectations are, maybe they were different, but then you listen objective, then you get, so yeah, that's a quite cool album.
Now, you do have some reissues coming out for the first couple records, and I know Hypertrace was still to this day one of my favorite power metal albums of all time, and in fact, it was played on my show quite a bit when I first started doing my radio show, and also, you know, my first ever playlist, I believe, Across the Universe was on that. So talk a bit about the reissues for your first couple of releases.
Yes, the reissues are coming. I had it 2 years ago. It was from Dipomb Records. Maybe they are still in the U.S. Available. But here in Europe, you can't get it. I had to import it. And so now, I think it's in autumn this year, in October maybe, or late November, I don't know exactly. Massacre Records will re-release the 2 first albums, Hypertrace and Terminal Earth, here in Europe. And maybe they're getting it worldwide. I don't know, but possibly.
Well, usually you just go and buy stuff from Europe over here anyway. It doesn't really matter at that point.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But maybe it's a little more expensive than to get it there, you know. That's maybe the only reason not to get it. I don't know.
Usually not. Usually imports, it's not that bad coming from Europe. Japan is different, you know, if you buy stuff there. But
okay, yeah.
But that's cool. But you're putting them out on vinyl as well. I mean, I saw that they, you know, some of the like Ball of the Damned, the Mental Reservation are also being, you know, issued on vinyl.
Yes. Yeah, you know, that's the most problem here. All of works in the factories, press works for vinyl here in Europe, they are just four or three. And the problem is, now it's totally in fashion to have all these vinyls again. And all this, what you can get from a record company is the answer, it's delayed. And because everybody from all the big companies are doing now vinyls again, and so this is a problem to get it in real in time, you know. And we try to get every release in vinyl as well, but maybe there will be some delays.
So social media, because, you know, since you put your last album out, I mean, social media is a huge thing now, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff. And has this helped you reach out to many of your fans that may not have known you were still around?
Yeah, I would prefer to have it 10 or 20 years earlier, you know, to get the contact directly to the fans, etc., and to get the resonance from their feedback, etc. It's more intensive, you know. Former it was, you release an album and you're totally, you have to listen to what your record company is telling you. And after that, you're going on tour and you meet some of your friends or fans, and that's all. And nowadays, you have, day by day, you can have your own contacts and you see what's going around, you know. That's more intensive, I think. And you get more contact to the fans. I like it very much.
Now, let's talk about the era that you came out of, because you came out of an era where, you know, Noise Records was, you know, just kind of starting out, and then you had, you were on that label, and then you had Halloween on that label, and so many great, great German metal bands started out on Noise Records, and, you know, there was a huge power metal movement in Germany. I mean, you know, Rage, Gravedigger, Running Wild. I mean, you just had so many great German heavy metal bands, and talk a bit, you know, from your perspective, what it was like to come through that entire scene and come out of the 80s the way that you did.
Yeah, it was because most of the bands are coming from this region here. For example, Rage is the next town here from here. Creator is another one. It's coming from Essen here. It's 10 kilometers from here. And it was all in this area. And we did a lot of concerts here around. And there was, this was the starting of the German metal at all. Because first there was, okay, Scorpions and Accept, for example, and then coming nothing. And then starting again the whole area with Halloween. And then, okay, that was the development of the independent scene. There was no company as big as Noise Records here for as an independent one. And so all these bands, it's with Rage, it was Creator, it was Running Wild, and it was Scanner as well. So we were at the same company, and this company made who was the metal in Germany, you know, you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And starting from this point on, that was worldwide. It's coming, Japan was quite a long time till the 90s. Japan was there as well as a big market. And so, yeah, this was a really cool area. And then coming all this, when the metal was not in Japan anymore, then there was a break, and, yeah, okay, then coming, but Facebook and the social media, and then everything was reunited, you know, coming again and got more popular than ever.
When you first started out, did you ever think that there was a possibility of you guys, you know, 30-some years from now, still doing this stuff? I mean, you know, actually making albums and still being relevant after all this time?
Well, I did not think that, because I just wanted to make my music, you know. I said, okay, if it's, if I have success with it, it's okay, but if I don't have success, but what else would I do? I just would make my passion, and it's making music. The problem is always to find some people, if they are out of the band, for example, you are searching for a drummer, it's to find the right persons to that you have fun all the time when you are rehearsing, when you're recording albums, etc. That's the most problem that you have, and I never thought that I would do this 30 years, because when my parents said, hey, you have to earn your money and you have to have your money for their life, etc., then I said, yeah, you are right, probably, but first I want to try it with a business, with a music business. And after that, I canceled my studies, you know, and I said, okay, I have a contract, a record contract with these companies, and I hope I get my money there, but I never was that rich that I can live from this, you know. So, yeah, at the end, I never thought I would do this 30 years. Now I do some jobs to get it nearby, then I can do the music still, you know, and I have some jobs, not so much money, but okay, I can live from this. Yes, and I'm happy, you know, that's it.
Now, talk a bit about the reissue of Hypertrace, because you have this album coming out, and there are maybe many people that have never heard this record before, you know, maybe coming out to check the album out for the first time. Even some of the young kids that are, like, newer to the metal scene, they may not know. And talk a bit about the story behind the album, because it is a concept album, and tell people a little bit more about that first album you put out.
Yeah, this album was about the Scanner. It's a person. He was built by the army, and he was an android, and he was programmed to be to get in touch with all these countries who are in war. And he had these androids to separate. I can't tell you exactly the whole concept, but you know, it's one story about war, etc. And the Scanner was getting from this planet to another planet, and yeah, it's a whole science fiction story and concept, and I can't tell you the whole story because it's too much in there, because all these lyrics, it was 11 songs at this album, are exactly in detail, and yeah, everybody who's interested in science fiction and in the combination of metal, he will be it will be the right album for the for the guys.
Now, originally you had a Japanese bonus track called Galactose, which was also part of this concept, and it wasn't put on the album originally, and just out of curiosity, why was this song left out? Because I always thought it was such a great track that should have been on the album.
Yeah, this was a problem that what the producer said, it was, we made it in a different session. It was before we recorded the whole album, we made a session with this song, and there was another tone engineer. And he said, okay, this is my kind of how I'm producing things, etc. And after that, we have changed to the whole production. Our new producer said, okay, this does not fit to the sound of my production. So he did not like this song on the CD, Things While on the LP, and that's the only reason. Because from concept, it's the first song. It's starting where the planet is Galactus, is the planet's name. This is where the story is coming from, and so it should be the first song on the album. But yeah, he did not like that. The sound was similar to what he did, and so it was cancelled for this release. No, yeah, but we put it on now on these release reissues, and so it's in the story again. So
do you guys have any plans to go into the studio, say, in the next year or so, and make another album, since the vibe and everything is going well for you here?
Yes, that's the plan, you know. We said, okay, we won't do that in the beginning of 2016, but maybe at the end of 16 we do that, you know, and we, because if it makes no sense to have no tour between two albums, etc., we just want to promote the album for next year as well. We want to play some festivals here in Europe, big ones, you know, and we could not do this in this year because when the release was in January, all these festivals were booked already, you know, and we're starting with 2015 in January, we are way too late. So it will be, everything will be in the next year, and then after that period we are going to take, we compose new songs, and we will maybe go to the studio in autumn or in winter 2016.
So do you get a lot of response from the U.S., a lot of mail, and I'm just curious how much response you get from the U.S., and do you think your show that you're going to play in Chicago next year, you think it's going to do really well?
Yes, we get, and but it's, you know, the difference between Europe and USA is that fans would drive, fly hundreds of miles to get to one concert, because I think they are from maybe Florida coming to Chicago, etc. For here, it's if you don't play in the city, they won't come, or would not come to drive 500 miles for one show, you know. It's very seldom, and I think it's more because USA is so big that some fans would say, okay, I go extra for this 1,000 miles, etc., you know. And yes, that's what I hear. I'm a little bit anxious about that because so many people do so much effort for this to get one to one show, you know. And you don't have this here in Europe because this is more, I don't know, it's more small maybe, and you are near to the other cities, and so nobody would go 500 miles for some concert.
Yeah, you know, unless it's like the Wacken Festival or something. I mean, yeah, it doesn't. You
okay.
Know.
Yes, that's different but this is the biggest one in the whole world, you know. So
yeah.
They're coming from Japan. They're coming from I don't know what, but it's the whole world.
Well, as I do with every band that I have on the show, just out of curiosity, do you have any last words that you want to say to the fans that are going to be checking out this interview tonight?
Yes, I will. We will be happy if you see some of our friends when we play in Chicago there, and that will be the first time that we are in the USA, and that's I think it's the same big event for us as for the fans maybe that are waiting for us, and that's, I think I'm very happy to be there then.